The droid tipped its head forward in a sort of nod.
Exactly. We are a highly efficient facility.
It stopped 3 paces away, then said,
Please state your authorization code and your reason for visiting. Do you have instructions for me?
Sure, I've got instructions, Han said.
He brought his blaster rifle up, pointing the emitter nozzle at the droid's head.
They're right here.
The droid drew its slender head back and retreated 2 steps.
You are not authorized to carry a weapon. Please put that away before I contact...
Han pulled the trigger, sending a bolt straight through the droid's vocabulator and out the back of its head. It stumbled a couple more steps, then clanged to the floor in a sputtering heap. A storm of ticking and rattling broke out overhead as dozens of spidery droids retreated deeper into the maze of pipes and vents.
Was that necessary?
O'Halley asked.
I'm sure the Krefs already know where we are.
Let's hope so.
Han began to fire into the feeder pipes and control panels, trying to cause as much destruction as possible.
Now we just need to get their circuits burning.
O'Halley reluctantly retrieved her blaster rifle.
Because?
Because angry beings make mistakes, Han said. And for my plan to work, the Krefs have to start making mistakes.
O'Halley wrinkled her blue brow.
Care to fill me in?
Captain Solo,
Bardoon's voice interrupted.
It does not sound like you are disabling an airlock.
Han ignored him and quickly outlined his plan to O'Halley.
Ah.
The Duros picked up her own weapon and began to fire into the overhead maze of pipes and ducts.
Now I understand.
2 seconds later, they were standing in a rancid-smelling shower of green, unfiltered vat goo, with control pads and power cables sparking on both sides of the aisle. Han heard something slosh behind him and spun to find 2 skinny droids fleeing toward the far end of the aisle. He put a bolt through each of their torsos. O'Halley fired 3 bolts toward the ceiling, and 3 spidery droids splashed onto the flooded floor beside them. Good. The droids were the key. For Han's plan to work, they had to eliminate them.
Captain Solo?
Bardoon called again.
Exactly what are you doing?
Knowing it would not be long before the Nargons and Mandalorians began to arrive, Han ignored Bardoon and motioned for O'Halley to follow. They quickly moved into the next aisle, where they repeated what they had just done, then moved on to the next, where they eliminated 2 more laboratory droids. Han worked his way up the aisle, destroying control pads, while O'Halley continued to fire into the maze overhead. Every once in a while, one of the Biots would awaken and come to the clear plast panel to watch. The Biots weren't sentient beings, not yet, but they weren't droids either. They were sad monsters whom the Krefs had created to serve them and die in misery. And as Han passed by, he found himself wondering whether he was doing the Biots any favors by leaving them to their fates. Most had deformities that would doom them anyway. The others would never be given a chance to leave Base Prime alive. Not if Han had his way. He and O'Halley were about halfway up the next aisle when a familiar face pressed itself to the clear plas. With brown hair, brown eyes, and a remarkably handsome chin. It was the same face Han had seen in the mirror every morning, about 30 years ago. Han stopped and stepped closer to the vat. The Biot furrowed its brow and pressed its fingertip against the clear plas, pointing at Han's chest. Then it turned to study its reflection in the opaque wall that separated its vat from the adjacent one. It looked back to Han, then pressed the finger to its own chest.